Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The Indian Hindutva government continues to use the National Investigation Agency for its dirty work. Once again, slandering the honest ideological party Hizb al-Tahrir. On 14th June 2025, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, conducted coordinated raids at three locations in Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh, and two in Jalalabad, Rajasthan, in connection with the Hizb ut-Tahrir case. The operation aimed to gather further evidence against Hizb ut-Tahrir. The NIA claimed that this raid led to the seizure of, quote, digital devices and incriminating materials, books and stationery, we presume. Prior to these raids, the Jharkhand State ATS had detained two persons in connection with the Hizb ut-Tahrir case. The government of India unlawfully banned Hizb ut-Tahrir on 10th October 2024, citing its efforts to establish a global khilafah through terrorism and radicalization. As we have stated previously, the officials of India's National Investigation Agency have failed to prove accusations of, quote, terrorism against Hizb ut-Tahrir and its members. Successive Indian governments, including the current administration, have systemically targeted Muslim, tribal, and Dalit communities, underprivileged, backward castes, through discriminatory policies and draconian laws. The Sedition Law, Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA, National Security Act, NSA, and Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA, and have weaponized to suppress dissent and intimidate Muslims, tribals, and Dalits. These measures reinforce a climate of fear, reducing Muslims to second-class citizens. The present regime has intensified this agenda, undermining constitutional rights while demanding disproportionate proof of loyalty. Despite state repression, Indian Muslims remain resilient, drawing strength from their aqidah and historical legacy, refusing to submit to divisive nationalist narratives. The recent PUCL study reveals alarming trends in the application of India's Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA, with 8,371 arrests recorded between 2015 to 2020, yet only 235 convictions, a 2.8% conviction rate. Shockingly, 97.2% of accused individuals faced prolonged incarceration before eventual acquittal. Former Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud, cautioned against weaponizing anti-terror laws to suppress dissent, yet successive governments continue targeting Muslims, perpetuating a climate of fear and incarceration. Recent cases reveal a reoccurring pattern of state intimidation against Indian Muslims through draconian laws like UAPA. Numerous Muslims have languished in prison for decades before being acquitted, and after their lives irreparably damaged. The Tamil Nadu Hizb ut-Tahrir case exemplifies this. Despite serious allegations, the charges sheet failed to present credible evidence to substantiate their allegations. Such actions reflect systemic abuse of anti-terror laws to target minorities, suppress the freedom of speech, and sustain a climate of fear. India's Hindutva RSS-backed administration continues to divert attention from critical governance failures by focusing disproportionately on target Muslims, organizations, and individuals through new acts like the WAQF Amendment Act, banning of Triple Talaq Act, and others. The nation faces far more urgent crises, a judicial system collapsing under 49 million pending cases. Economic indicators reveal alarming disparities, with per capita income stagnating at 2,880, ranked 119th globally, while the wealthiest 1% control 58% of the national assets, an unemployment rate of 7.6%, leaving millions in precarious conditions, and lastly, a corrupt and dismissal government healthcare system that caused death due to negligence on multiple occasions, especially of infants. Simultaneously, state violence against marginalized communities in Manipur, Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, MP Uttarakhand continues unabated through illegal biased demolition of houses, extrajudicial killings, and custodial torture. Systemic issues that require immediate attention. The government's current priorities reflect a dangerous misalignment with the nation's actual needs. We reiterate, hoping the government of India and NIA will use some intelligence and realize their folly this time and correct their approach towards Hizb-e-Tahrir. 1. Hizb-e-Tahrir is an Islamic ideological political organization operating across 50-plus countries with a demonstrated global record of peaceful activism rooted in Islamic ideology. 2. Recognized by human rights advocates as a movement committed to intellectual and political struggle. 3. HT continues to work among the Muslim Ummah, unhindered by political systems, be they democracies, dictatorships, or monarchies, across the world without involvement in any terrorist activities. 4. The organization's mission, the establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, in the Muslim world, remains undeterred despite state opposition, drawing strength from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the unwavering resolve of Muslims worldwide. It is on record in multiple writings of M.K. Gandhi that he supported the same call during his independence struggle from 1919 to 1922. 5. Hizb-e-Tahrir's methodology mirrors the seerah, life way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, emphasizing dialogue, intellectual discourse, and ideological clarity. 6. Its extensive literature, available online, in print, and on platforms like Amazon.com, invites scrutiny, proving its commitment to transparent, principled debate by presenting Islam as a comprehensive alternative to capitalist tyranny. Hizb-e-Tahrir empowers people to choose their path, rejecting coercion in favor of reasoned persuasion. 7. As in the past decades, and this year too, Hizb-e-Tahrir conducted its annual Khilafah conferences worldwide, including the Hizb-e-Tahrir annual conference in USA in April 2025, without interruption, disruption, or arrests. Why can't the NIA and government of India see this, since in every other matter they seek instructions from USA? Now we ask the intellectual citizens of the world, which terror organization sells its books on leading online portals and holds open conferences for decades? Hizb-e-Tahrir, as one of the largest Islamic parties, stands firm against intimidation, embodying the Ummah's collective aspiration for Khilafah. We address the Muslim Ummah in general, and the Ulema in particular, that Hizb-e-Tahrir works honestly as the torchbearer of the revival of the Muslims of the world and remains steadfast to its prophetic method since its inception in 1953 by scholar, judge, and intellectual Sheikh Taqiyuddin al-Nabahani al-Azhari, may Allah have mercy on him, from the blessed land of Palestine. Lastly, we once again remind the Muslims of India about their forefathers who were fearless, like Sheikh Sayyid Ahmed Shaheed, Shah Walidullah Muhaddith Dehlawi, Sheikh Ahmed Sirhindi, and Sheikh al-Hind Mahmud al-Hassan Diobandi. May Allah shower His mercy on them all, on how they struggled with their lives to bring back the glory of the United Muslim Ummah once again and left the world trying. Stand up, O Muslims, and support the work for the reestablishment of the second Khilafah Rashida. Do not fear anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah Al-Qawi says, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرُهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. They intend to put out the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah will bring His light to perfection even though the disbelievers hate it. He it is who has sent His messenger with guidance and the religion of truth to make it victorious over all other religions even though the idolaters hate it. As-Saff 8-9, the Central Media Office of Hizb-e-Tahrir.